Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and it's good to see you, and it's good to know that you're bringing some very positive and big news.
Yeah, it's very exciting. On Tuesday, we had a nice kickoff of what we're calling the public part of the campaign called the State and Michigan Project, and it's to put the State Theater into a very comfortable, restored, rejuvenated condition and address some issues at the Michigan Theater, which just old buildings have.
Right,
we need to put new seats in, and there's mechanical things that need to be fixed and repaired. Well,
we've known for some time that this campaign was underway and
yes.
that renovations to the State Theater were coming, but a little surprised and happy to find out how much had been raised in the non-public part of the capital campaign.
That's right. In the leadership part of the campaign, we've raised a little over $6.2 million.
Yeah.
That's an $8.5 million total campaign. The campaign will run through the end of 2017. The State Theater actually closed yesterday, or it's on hiatus, rather. It's not closed. It's just being worked upon.
Right.
And it will be it will be on hiatus until next summer, when we'll reopen it with the rejuvenated, restored quality. We're going to put the sign back to its glittering, original condition. We're going to do some architectural lighting. But most importantly, we're going to be working inside the theater to transform it from a kind of dysfunctional two-screen theater to a highly functional four-screen theater.
With all the modern amenities.
With the modern amenities, comfortable seats, elevator, all that kind of stuff
right.
that you need. And the community has been just wonderfully, wonderfully supportive. The State Theater was designed by a very famous architect, C. Howard Crane, who designed the Fox Theater in Detroit and Orchestra Hall in Detroit and the Detroit Opera House. A lot of movie palaces. Obviously, the Fox is a movie palace. And he designed a theater for Irving Berlin in New York, the Music Box, which is a Broadway house, and a couple of other Broadway houses. And for Mary Pickford, the first movie star and a studio head that started United Artists.
I love that history is the future.
That's right. He designed the United Artists Theater in Los Angeles. He had offices in Detroit and London. A very impressive guy.
Right.
But the thing to remember is the State Theater is an Art Deco icon. Every time out-of-town television crews come, they do that shot right up Liberty Street, where you get the Michigan Theater marquee, the State Theater marquee, and Burton Tower looming in the background. It's an iconic shot. And that will be even more sparkling than before. And your ability to go to and enjoy, genuinely enjoy, a cinema experience will be just first class when the State Theater reopens next
summer.
Now,
at the Michigan Theater, there's a whole other thing opening tomorrow.
That's right. Because the State Theater is on hiatus, we built a cinema inside the Michigan Theater. Now, not inside the auditorium, but when you come to the Michigan Theater, there's going to be three places you can go. The historic auditorium that seats 1,700, the screening room, which we've had since 1999, and right off the screening room lobby, there's going to be another cinema, about 60 seats. It's called the Annex Cinema, and this will open on Friday if we get all of the permits that you're supposed to get.
It's always a last-minute deal.
It is always a last-minute deal. And it should be – people. I think people will be surprised. It's got charcoal gray fabric walls, and actually the State Theater seats, which the screening room has seats from the State Theater. The uncomfortableness of the State Theater seats really had to do with the front-to-back leg room. And the same seats that are in the State Theater are also in the Michigan Theater. So anyway, but we designed it as a pop-up theater, so it would operate while the State Theater was closed. We're able to service the kind of film programming that the community likes and not diminish it
tremendously. And I assume we'll be determined at a later date after the State Theater's reopened whether it remains necessary or valuable.
Absolutely. We'll respond to the community and the market
right.
and all of that kind of stuff. But we wanted to make sure that there was an opportunity for people to go to stuff. And again, I think people are going to find this a charming little theater. It's a digital cinema. It'll have great image and sound. And I think that people will really enjoy it. And it should open on Friday. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and look forward to showing
just in time
stuff.
For Art House Theater Day.
Well, Art House Theater Day is Saturday the 24th, which is a week from Saturday. So just mark that on your calendar. It's a nationwide celebration that is organized by the Michigan Theater, so go check that out. And we have three screens, films playing at the Michigan Theater this weekend. One that a lot of people are looking forward to, The Beatles, 8 days a week, the touring years. It's a documentary by Ron Howard, the Opie from the TV show a long time ago, the Andy Griffith Show, but a very accomplished
and award-winning
director. Absolutely. And it's based on the first part of the Beatles' career from 1962 to 1966.
When Which was the only time they toured.
Yeah, it was the only time they toured when they got into the Magical Mystery Tour and all of that kind of stuff, Revolver. They didn't tour very much, but they certainly did between 1962 and 1966 when they were big pop sensations in England and then subsequently in the United States. So John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr will be profiled as the Beatles in this very interesting and acclaimed documentary already, The Beatles, 8 days a week.
And, of course, it's stirring controversy, as the Beatles sometimes are wont to do. But
sure.
Apparently they're going to get sued for using the footage of their performance at Shea Stadium.
Right.
You know, and because they didn't own the film.
Right. They didn't own the rights to the
right.
to the film. So we'll see how Ron Howard works that out.
So see it while you can.
That's right.
It may get pulled at some point.
Well, Max Rose is a film that stars Jerry Lewis. Yes, that Jerry Lewis that hasn't been on a screen in a starring role in over two decades.
He's like 90, isn't he?
Yeah, and he plays a retired jazz musician, so it should be of some interest to many.
He is actually a good musician.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a very talented guy and amazingly talented. He was a real innovator in filmmaking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, it's
a lot of his innovations are still used today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they've been enhanced, but
exactly.
Certainly
very,
the technology.
Very, very
right.
fascinating. But anyway, he plays this retired jazz musician who, he wasn't hugely successful. He wasn't a marquee name, but he had he worked and he made a living, and he had a very successful relationship with his wife, the elegant Eva, and she was by his side and made him feel worthwhile and loving life. And then after she passes away, she sadly passes away, he discovers some love notes from another man, and it just sends him into a very difficult place. And so
you might imagine.
Yeah, and he starts to question his life. And so anyway, a wonderful performer, Jerry Lewis, in a role that isn't a silly comedy at all. Max Rose opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater, so go check that out. And then a documentary about Eva Hesse, who's one of the foremost post-war artists, and unfortunately died of a brain tumor at 34, but she established a post-minimalist career, is a fascinating character, and that documentary opens Sunday at the Michigan Theater. We have a film that was put together by a university professor, Andy Kirshner. It's called Liberty Secret, and it's a movie musical that he wrote and composed, it follows the rise of Liberty Smith, a squeaky clean daughter of a family values preacher who becomes the symbolic centerpiece of a socially conservative presidential candidate, and all kinds of mayhem follows. So Liberty Secret will have just this special screening next week, Thursday, September 28th at 8 o'clock.
22nd so, at 22nd, 8 p.m.
Right. I mean, 22nd at 8 p.m., yes, absolutely.
Well, Bridget Jones' Baby, she's back.
That's right. And the reviews of this are pretty good. The critical consensus is that Bridget Jones' Baby may be late on arrival, but fans of the series should still find its third installment a bouncing bundle of joy. So,
Blair Witch is another handheld camera horror film.
Well, no, actually, it's a riff on the Blair Witch Project, and the reviews are very so-so on this. And the Snowden film, which stars
Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
who's very well reviewed. It's directed by Oliver Stone, and the reviews are kind of so-so on it. Although Joseph Gordon-Levitt's performance is very good.
Fascinating subject matter, though. Yeah.
So absolutely,
it is an Oliver Stone movie, so there will be a particular point of view.
He definitely has a point of view. Except some people say it doesn't even go far enough. So we'll see what happens.
I'd be very interested
To see everybody come on out. Well, not everybody, because we only have 60 seats for screening to the Annex Cinema, but lots of great stuff going on downtown.
You've been listening to Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
Ta-ta, State Theater.